Maria Ngawati joins us. Maria is a research unit leader at Tāpae Taha Ora. They've released a Bio Māori for Māori data equity driven tool. Thank you for joining us on today's show, Maria. Tēnā koe.
Morena.
Could you explain more about this, please? Why was the tool developed? What are you hoping it will do?
We developed the tool because there's so much information out there for Māori and there's a lot of confusion. So what we wanted to do was dispel with the noise and focus on the things that really matter and make it really easy for whānau to find the information that they needed. So what we've done is there's three major differences with our tool. One, it's covered by Māori Data Sovereignty Kaupapa, which means that any information you put in it is yours. So it's whānau owning their own data. Two, there's a tool in it that you can actually click the bell and get a notification when a new location of interest comes up in your suburb around you. So at present, you have to go onto the Ministry of Health website and scroll through a list to find your suburb, which is really hard. And the third thing is we made it to support our Māori health providers because they're out there doing hard mahi, you know, on the front lines. And so what we've done is we've put in a provision where we can put in the vaccination buses that are going around the neighbourhood. And so it's something that the big sites can't do, Health Point can't do, because they're not in contact with the community every day like we are. And so we put in the buses where they're going to be, and then we're promoting the tool so people can find them and find out where to get a vaccination.
Well, it's all useful information, too, from a Māori perspective, as we continue to try and join the dots, Maria. Of course, there's still a battle for the wider data that indicates a person's vaccination status and perhaps health risks as well. So this seems to be complementary to what we're trying to do there. There's still a court case regarding that you'd be aware of. So this would be complementary to that availability, should it be afforded us?
Yeah, that's right, darling. So the second thing that we're going to do is we're working with this incredible person called Heidi Tarangi. She works for Atama Design. She's really well connected in the tech industry because what the Ministry of Health are doing is too slow. It's just too slow. And so we've had to turn to other people in tech industry and other people with the data, like the big PHOs, to be able to draw down information that's relevant to our providers and relevant to our whānau and then portray it in a way that's really easy to understand. And I'm not talking about percentages per suburb of vaccinated people. I'm talking about numbers, right? So it was only in the last few weeks the Ministry of Health released data down to what they call two mesh blocks. And so our next thing we're going to do is come up with a nice, really easy map to navigate for our providers so they can actually say, okay, cool, well, I've got to go to X suburb, because providers are going to start doing door-to-door knocking soon. It's becoming, really, really urgent. You know, we need to get as many people vaccinated as we can before December, because it's our family that are going to be left behind.
I'll just pose the question too. You're involved in Māori health constantly, and that's regarding kids and their vaccine availability. I just spoke with Rauri Jansen, saying that if you know parents are already anxious, they'll be doubly anxious about putting shots of Pfizer into their tamariki arms. Are you welcoming the availability of a vaccine for tamariki?
I think that's the wrong question. What do we have to do to protect our whānau and what do we have to do to protect our tamariki? I don't think anybody wants the vaccine, i.e. if we had a choice at the end of the day to have a vaccine or not, we wouldn't have it. But the situation is that we need it to protect our family. So that's what I think the question is wrong. If it proves safe, like the Pfizer vaccine has for adults, then I, for one, you know, we'll vaccinate my tamariki because it's what's going to keep them safe. It's a really, really hard situation for whānau. I think the important thing for us, and where our Māori health professionals got right at the beginning of last year, was that saying we need to have these conversations with Māori whānau early. We need to have the vaccinations ready for our whānau early so we can one another, because we need time to make these decisions, you know. So, I mean, Hapai Tawhara is here to try and disseminate some of this information in a way that makes sense to our families and makes sense to our Māori health providers.